Since Hurricane Katrina struck, the city of New Orleans has been an open morgue. Now, as the murky waters engulfing New Orleans recede, they're giving up the dead. The remains of residents who did not escape Hurricane Katrina, who drowned with their city, are being collected by special retrieval teams, which include a chaplain. The official in charge of disaster relief is Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad Allen. He says it's important to treat the bodies with dignity.
When the retrieval team arrives on scene, the first thing that happens is an ecumenical prayer is rendered by the chaplain.
The teams collect as much information as they can at the site, anything that could help investigators identify the deceased. The bodies are then taken to the morgue under police escort. There, they are decontaminated. Pathologists then collect DNA and determine if an autopsy is necessary.
On completion of the forensic data collection, I want to make sure that I'm very clear on this. There will be a ceremonial, symbolic washing of the body to honor the dead as observed in the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths.
Vice Admiral Thad Allen speaking from New Orleans. In Louisiana, the official death toll now stands at 474. It's expected to rise.